A new report by Refugees International, a Washington-based refugee advocacy group, is sharply critical of conditions in the refugee camps in Haiti. Nearly 10 months after the earthquake devastated the country, the report says the people of Haiti are still living in a state of emergency, with a humanitarian response that appears paralyzed. Refugees International says sexual, domestic, and gang violence in and around the refugee camps is rising. The report adds there is an urgent need for experienced UN personnel and resources for humanitarian protection, that action is urgently needed to protect the basic human rights of people displaced by the earthquake. Questioned about the report, UN spokesperson Martin Nasirki said it highlights some very important matters, including the protection, especially of women.
That's been a major concern for everybody right from the start. And we obviously share those concerns, and we also want to see increased protection capacity when it comes to tackling sexual violence, which, as you know, is primarily against women and girls. Measures have already been taken, as you know, to improve protection. That includes patrolling camps and having a 24-hour presence of UN troops and police officers in some camps where the problems are particularly serious.
The UN spokesperson said 559 UN police officers are permanently present in six of the Haitian refugee camps, and that 614 UN military personnel are stationed in six of the largest camps.
But it's worth noting that sexual violence has been a serious problem in Haiti long before the earthquake, and it also continues to be a serious problem outside of the camps as well. As I say, this is no comfort for the people in those camps, and we need to work very hard on that.
Refugees International also acknowledges gender-based violence has always been a problem in Haiti, but notes there has been a significant increase in sexual violence reports since the January earthquake, and there have been reports of increasing domestic violence in the stressful living conditions in the refugee camps. For VOA News, this is Larry Freund in New York.